You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We'll be right back. WMFO. This is DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King. We're going to have a great show for you here in a minute. It is 9:07. Sorry, getting a bit of a late start. But for now, here's Dolly Parton, 9 to 5, to start off your day.
Watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
That was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, and, you know, we had a rare caller this morning. We don't always get a caller.
We do. We don't usually get callers, and it's very exciting for us to see the flashing lights. And you answer very professionally, and you say, this is 91.5 WMFO Medford, DJ Slips or DJ Rizzle King, whichever one of us is answering. Plot twist, I am DJ Slips now.
Yep, and I am DJ Rizzle King. It was a little bit of a freaky Thursday situation.
Freaky Thursday. Yeah.
What had happened
I'm a chemistry major now, and yeah. You are an EMT.
I am. I am indeed an EMT. I like to eat a little bit of M and slight T every once in a while.
Yes, and I like to make raps about chemistry.
Yeah, you know, so like we're just each other now. So it's pretty exciting. Like we just ate like one or two fortune cookies.
And then we fought with each other. Breakfast. One of us is getting married next week, and then we have to switch back for the wedding.
I mean, I always eat a fortune cookie in the morning for breakfast.
Oh, naturally.
It's a healthy start to the day.
Speaking of healthy starts to the day, would you look outside?
I am concerned about the weather.
Something is wrong.
It is too nice for too many days. 151-degree day, that's okay. You know, in the middle, every once in a while, a nice February 51er, right? No. Not for five days.
It is. It is 43 degrees outside with 0% chance of
Zero percent chance of participation today. I'm going right on my phone in class.
This is not letting up anytime soon. High of 46 tomorrow, 43 Saturday, and 55 on Sunday. I feel like I could be a meteorologist. 62 on Monday.
I have two ideas about this. Okay, the first is I'm going to do my hot take a little early. If that's okay.
I'll
say it again later. But my hot take is it's spring now. Okay, we're not getting any winter back. It's not coming back.
You may be correct.
And then additionally, do you know how every single year you get that on Groundhog Day? It's like six more weeks of winter, like literally every single year. And you're always like, huh? Like I wonder if there's ever not six more weeks of winter. And then this year, there was no six more weeks of winter. And I think we're just so used to having six more weeks that here we are.
So Punxsutawney Phil is a god, is what you're saying.
Well, I think he's like the 13th Greek god.
A deity. Well, Sam, there are many more than 13 Greek gods.
Well, okay, of the high tower gods, the top 12.
Of the Olympians.
Ah, yes. Of the Olympians. He's the 13th. He just got added this week. But, we have a special shout-out and a song for specific two people today, two lovebirds, if you will, two very, very happy couple. And we're going to play Bella Ciao.
Una mattina mi sono alzato, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Una mattina mi sono alzato e ho trovato l'invasor. Oh partigiano, portami via, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Oh partigiano, portami via, che mi sento di morire. Se io muoio da partigiano, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Se io muoio da partigiano, tu mi devi seppellir e seppellire lassù in montagna. Ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. E le genti che passeranno mi diranno che bel fiore è questo fiore del partigiano. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Questo fiore del partigiano morto per la libertà.
It is 9:14. Welcome to our most recent addition to the segments.
And potentially our worst.
Potentially our worst. We like it.
We like it.
Everyone likes it. We get thousands of fan letters every week about it. Yep. It is hot takes at 9:15, even though it is still 9:14. Would you like to reiterate your hot take for the listeners who joined a little late?
I did recently say my hot take, but because it is hot takes, I will say it again. And it is this. Spring is here. Winter is not coming.
So George R.R. Martin was patently incorrect.
He was completely false. The books all are bad now. Winter's not coming anymore, and the books are all bad.
Spring is here, and everything's fine.
Yes, everything is completely fine. I haven't watched the show, so I can't really make any references. But like walls,
north, dragons,
north,
HBO,
people, queens.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Exactly. Point is, it's warm now.
All right, that's a
literal hot take.
I just did a fake, but
I like it.
I have a hot take that is going to break with tradition of hot takes a little bit.
Oh, interesting.
In that it's a real piece of advice.
Interesting.
You don't need to buy the fancy respirators because of coronavirus.
Huh? Oh, those things?
The fancy N95 masks that are selling out everywhere because hospitals can no longer buy them.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm...
Do not buy the masks.
I'm not fussed about this whole coronavirus business. Just not scared.
Well, we should be a little fussed.
I mean, like, I wash my hands, like, way more often now.
Yes, but that's all you need to do.
Like, when I go in and out of places.
Wash your hands, cover your cough, don't go to infected countries.
Well, this is an infected country now.
widely infected countries.
Okay. You know, okay, let's... it was recently pointed out to me, okay, not pointed out, you know, there's the idea thrown around, that theoretically, if someone were to want to crush the pandemic entirely, okay, they could order everyone inside, quarantine, literally everyone, for 30 days, okay? And it would, like, shut, basically, like, ruin the economy and, like,
it would
everything.
Destroy the world.
But how fun would that be?
Not fun.
I feel like it would be so fun. Food delivered? You just hang out all day?
They did this, Sam, in Wuhan, China.
Okay, well, you know.
You know what they did? It was out of a dystopian thing because they rolled up to the corners, put speakers on the corners.
Yeah, okay,
and
that's
blared
very,
out, everyone has to stay inside.
That's very The Giver.
It's very The Giver.
But all I'm saying is I see a world in which I could have a good time during those 30 days.
Oh, yes. If I'm at home, well, who's going to deliver you the Uber Eats?
I feel like Uber Eats, Domino's, those kind of delivery services, they need to be allowed
everyone
out.
Everyone needs to shut down except delivery food services.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine this,
okay? So, you're in the house, okay? Television. You're watching television, okay? And the government delivers you food. You go outside with a face mask on, maybe. I don't know, with a respirator that I wasn't supposed to buy, all right? And I go and I take it inside and I eat it inside while watching television. I do that for 30 days straight. It's like vacation, okay? And then the pandemic is gone. So I had a great time for 30 days, and now there's no coronavirus.
Well, that is certainly a hot take.
You cannot find any flaws in that logic.
Other than the people who have coronavirus will certainly perish.
Why?
Like, because they're not going to get hospital treatment for it.
Well, no. You go to the hospital if you have coronavirus, obviously.
Oh, but then what about the hospital workers? Do they live in the hospital and probably get infected?
I don't mean literally, I don't mean like everyone gets locked in their house.
That's what I thought you meant.
No, you are told to stay in your house for 30 days and all things are canceled. So like people, there's no like impetus to go out because, you know, and there's nothing open, that kind of thing. But like, yeah, you can go to the hospital.
Except Domino's.
Well, yeah, well, Domino's is open, so, like, maybe the pizza guy is allowed to leave his house.
Okay.
Delivery man plus the guy who makes the pizza. Or maybe, we scale down the operation a little bit, and the pizza man delivers the pizza. See what I'm saying? That's one less person out. He makes the pizza, then delivers it.
Oh, I see. So that's a hot take. If anyone from the CDC is listening, mm-hmm. give us a call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Speaking of things that you need to take credit for the lie you told on air earlier, Sam.
Well, I have a retraction to issue, and it is this. Well, okay, let's just start. WMFO has a long history of strong, integrity-driven journalism, okay? Now, every once in a while, you know, you get the notification from your phone and it says correction, you know, from the New York Times, and you're like, oh, snap.
Correction, there is not a ballistic missile inbound to Hawaii.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, man, like the New York Times makes mistakes. And so, you know, we are an impressive institution here at WMFO.
Indeed.
And so, but every once in a while, we make mistakes, you know, and I took the creative license, we'll say, to say on the air, I shouldn't have done it, it was wrong, morally incorrect, I'm a bad person now for life, okay?
Naturally.
But I said that I eat fortune cookies for breakfast, when in reality, I ate applesauce for breakfast today.
Could not be more different.
So I would
They're both beige.
I feel like, yeah, well, is it, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what color a fortune cookie is. Beige?
Beige.
Yeah, but tan. You know, sometimes they're more like orangey.
Sometimes they are more
orangey. I don't
trust
the orangey ones. Those are totally unnatural. I only have organic fortune cookies. Grass-fed.
Wow. It is 9:20. We're going to get you a little bit of music going, but then stick around for 9:30 for That About Sums It Up and hear what happened on our weeks. Hear how we're doing this fine Thursday morning. But for now, here's some John Mayer.
Thank you.
against me. And gravity wants to bring me down. Oh, I'll never know what makes this man, with all the love that his heart can stand, dream of ways to throw it all away. Whoa, whoa, gravity is working against me. Bring me down. Oh, twice as much ain't twice as good, and can't sustain like one half could. It's wanting more that's gonna send me to my knees. Just keep me with the light.
And it is that time for That About Sums It Up. And DJ Rizzle King, you know, for those, you know, we have some new listeners today. So
yes,
we can
yes.
do a little explanation.
Yeah, absolutely. For our 9:30 segment that we are doing at 9:28.
Mm-hmm.
That About Sums It Up is where you give a little anecdote, a little mm-hmm. story. A little
anecdote?
A singular nectode.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I give. Yeah, I just. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only one. Occasionally
yeah.
two nectodes.
Sometimes we do a duo nectode.
Was that supposed to be Italian?
No, it was just supposed to put duo in front of nectode.
Again, who lets us on the radio?
Yeah, try nectode.
a hexanecdote.
But you know, so you give one nectode.
I will give one nectode about
okay.
my week, which is that. I went to a collegiate EMS conference over the weekend.
Dope.
The single nerdiest thing I've ever done. Uh-huh. And I had a great time.
Cool.
And
that about sums it up.
And I was saying to somebody, I went in my, you know, my uniform shirt, but then, you know, khakis. I did not show up in my tactical pants, with my radio and keys and boots.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people did.
Oh, boy.
Walking around this hotel in full gear. And I was talking to some of the other people that I was with. And I said, what would happen if I just collapsed? Like, how would I get swarmed by people trying to
oh,
be like,
they'd love it.
Can I take your blood pressure?
Uh-huh.
It happened. Someone
you collapsed.
Like, I didn't collapse. But someone fell and was clearly fine. And I swear 30 people rushed, like bum rushed them. And their friend was like, he's fine.
Oh my gosh.
And that's that about like sums it up. That's what I was dealing with all weekend.
That sounds kind of like the beginning of a joke, you know? Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
How many EMTs does it take to take care of someone who has fallen and can get up?
At least six. That's not yeah. even a joke. That's
she
just a
like,
real number.
She was like, don't help. I've fallen and I can get up. You remember, that commercial?
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Oh, yes.
Life press button?
I see it sometimes still.
Still? How? What television are you watching? Are you watching cable television?
I go to my grandmother's house.
What?
Yep. But I'm at my grandmother's house.
What television are you watching?
I don't. Verizon Fios?
Yeah, no. But like what channel even airs?
Oh, soap operas.
Oh, really?
Daytime soap operas.
You know what's so crazy? Sometimes I will watch cable television, you know, in weaker moments. So
we at WMFO here have here at Anything and Everything. Mm-hmm. Can't speak for all of WMFO. Think cable television is just the dumbest thing.
Yo, so sometimes I'll watch and like the commercial will come on and I'll be fascinated almost. Cuz you know how you're not used to commercials anymore and the commercials you get are just like straight ads like on YouTube, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're like, I'm just like, so I watch like the Food Network. I'm watching, you know, a rerun of Chopped from 2014.
Okay, that's a good use of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I see, and the commercial, I'm like, who is advertising at this time? Like, who paid US dollars? Or, I mean, I don't know what they paid.
Maybe euros?
Yen? I don't know. You know, I don't know any other currencies.
Monopoly monies?
Yeah. Also an interesting thing about Monopoly. Did you ever play McDonald's Monopoly?
They have McDonald's Monopoly?
No way. Really? You never played?
No.
Oh.
I played Star Wars Monopoly.
No. I don't mean like a Monopoly version like with McDonald's themes. I mean like in the drive-thru. Not in the drive. I mean I just always did the drive-thru. Like you go to McDonald's and like on your meal, like on your drink would be like those little
Monopoly. I never played.
Oh, yeah, they took it away because it was just, like, riddled with fraud. But I used to, like, it was very fun because I, okay.
Well, anyway. It was like the Snapple. Remember the Snapple caps?
No.
Yeah, or Coca-Cola caps. And I was never allowed to drink soda as a kid, how far I've fallen.
Wait, what? No, I'm not joking. What?
That I wasn't allowed to drink soda?
Yeah.
Sam, I wasn't allowed
to
drink.
But there's soda in your house.
I wasn't allowed to drink it until I was 18 or 17. Like, until I was old enough to realize I can just do it now.
Right. Okay, so there was soda in your house. Who was allowed to drink it? Just
my
your
mother.
Parents? Just your mom?
Literally just my mom.
Okay, and like, would she know if you drank it?
Yes.
How?
I don't, she just would.
So to you, your mom, soda, Fresca, and liquor were the same?
Yes. Well, no, it's different. We didn't even know where our parents kept the liquor until I was 21.
What? I know where your parents kept the liquor.
No, that's different.
Ah, okay.
That is the not hard.
Oh, I understand. Okay. We recently moved and my parents don't have a lot of hard alcohol because they're very weak in terms of their ability to metabolize alcohol. They're just bad at it both. But then we pull it out and there was a sticky note on it that said, "Don't even think about it." We've been there for like 20 years. But anyway, so it is time for my that about sums it up.
Please hit me with it.
And oddly enough, a little meta thing here. Our that about sums it up, this experience right here, this interaction, is my that about sums it up for
wow.
the week. I know, right?
Explícamelo.
I know, your mind is a little bit blown. But I'm
just a little bit.
I know, but I'm just going to get in there and fix it up. So that's actually the
you
sound
looked like
effect.
An insect yeah. when you did that. He did the, like the thing with your hands, you're uh-huh. kind of like grabbing yeah. at the air,
gesticulating. Which I feel like gesticulate is also a thing that insects do. Like not literally in the same word, but it just sounds like the thing that they do like before they like give birth or something like that. Don't you think?
I can't say I've ever given it any great thought.
All right. Well, you know what? You're going to go home tonight. You're going to think about it. Anyway, my point is, do you see how we got on this topic of conversation? And you were like, all right. I was like, okay, I'm going to do a that about sums it up. It's time. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my that about sums it up. And then I was like, or, by the way, I could do something else. And that about sums it up.
All right, that's a creative that about sums it up.
I would say it falls into the category of confusing.
Indeed. Much indeed about nothing.
Well, we're going to give our audience a little bit of time to think that over, you know.
To process their minds being blown by the meta-ness
exactly.
of our that about sums it up.
As well as to consider what the word gesticulate means to them.
And as well as to consider, you know, how this affects their destiny.
What?
His child.
Oh,
the worst transition in radio history.
Yes, a transition. Yeah, I was more confused because when you said their destiny, and I was like, well, yes, and because like I'm doing improv and acting class, but are we doing a Say My Name?
No, this is Independent Woman by Destiny's Child.
Oh,
the worst transition in radio history.
Yeah, well, we could turn off the radio for a little bit, then play it.
All right, this is Independent Woman Part 1 by Destiny's Child.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. Worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. Shoes on my feet, I love the clothes I'm wearing, I love the rocks I'm rocking, I love it. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I love it. The house I live in,
on the mother tree. I said to myself, we all lost touch. Your favorite fruit is chocolate covered cherries and seedless watermelon. Oh, nothing from the ground is good enough. Body ride. Made mirrors of the earth. The sun was just yellow energy. There is a living promised land, even over fields of sand. Seas just fill my mind and cover me.
Oh, all change. But you know just how to work that back and make me forget my name. What the hell you do, I won't remember. I'll be gone until November, and you show up again next summer, yeah. Typical middle name is Prada. Picture like a glove, girl, I'm sick of the drama. You're a troublemaker, but damn girl, it's like I love the trouble, and I can't even explain why.
Why does it feel so good but hurt so bad?
9:45 on the nose.
On the dot.
On the dot.
On the anek dot.
Alrighty, it is time for Sweatpants or Real Pants, the segment where we tell you whether or not we're wearing sweatpants or real pants. DJ Slips, what do you got for us?
I have a simple answer that disguises a much more complicated one.
Well, we'll hear both.
Which is simple answers. I am wearing real pants. In fact, these are more real pants than normal in that I got them dry cleaned last Sunday. No?
You got them dry cleaned?
Friday? Last week I got them dry cleaned, and so they still look kind of nice. Mm-hmm. So that's a simple answer. More complicated answer is, did I want to wear sweatpants today? Obviously.
Yes.
Why did I not wear sweatpants today? I have no other clothes. I have so much dirty laundry.
I feel that. I have a desperate need to do some laundry.
I think I might be at 2.5. I don't want to say three.
Stop.
No,
bad.
Two.
That's
two.
Still pretty bad.
Two. Full two, though. Like a full two.
All right, I think this is... I'm pretty sure my sweatpants or real pants isn't anything and everything first. I don't think we've had... Have I been on with...
I don't know. We'll see. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing tack pants.
I don't know. Yes, I don't know. That's,
I don't know. They're,
I
they're
guess
my,
they're real pants. Like,
I think they're real pants. They're like my they EMT are. Uniform pants, because I am working today. But I don't know. I would classify them as sweatpants because it gives me a sweatpants feeling when I'm wearing them.
Are they comfortable?
No, but it's that kind of...
No!
But they're not real pants.
All right. Yeah. Like, I think you couldn't wear them out.
No.
All right.
And it kind of is like, you know that grungy feeling you get when you've been wearing sweatpants the whole day? Yeah, these.
Okay, so you don't get relief like at the end of the day when you take them off.
No, you do. You definitely do, but for a different reason.
Okay.
Because when you take them off, it's like, oh, I'm done working.
I feel like, don't you feel like what makes real pants is less the pants themselves and more the change in comfort level when you put on sweatpants at the end of the day?
Yeah, and just, for me, it's the crispness.
Mm-hmm.
Like real pants to me means crisp.
Also, you know, this is what I don't like about wearing sweatpants, is you come home at the end of the day and you have nowhere to go. Shorts?
No.
So, like, you have nowhere to go, and then, you know, it's kind of tough. So
maybe shower and then a different pair of sweatpants.
That's true. My issue is that I have one favorite pair of sweatpants.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
And I can't wear them out and then change. Like, I could change back into them, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, like, then it's like, you know, and then I'm wearing the same thing. It's like, yeah, I didn't accomplish anything in the comfort level zone. So
naturally,
you know, that I should probably get a second pair of. I could get lounging sweatpants and out sweatpants.
Indeed.
Then we could talk about sweatpants or real pants or real sweatpants.
And the other thing is, I would even classify some jeans as closer to sweatpants than real pants.
I am jeanless. I have no jeans.
That's kind of shocking.
I know. Sorry. No jeans with a J. I have a lot of jeans with a G.
Oh, Lord. I was G-E-A-N-S is not a word.
G-E... Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I understand. But, yeah. So, I don't have jeans. I would really like a pair, but I can't find any that fit.
That's a shame, Sam.
Do you have, like, baggy jeans, though?
No, I do not wear baggy jeans.
But then I feel like those are real jeans.
No, exactly. But, like, I know people who are like, oh, these are my comfortable jeans. I'm like, those are sweatpants.
Yeah, okay, so the thing is, I would like comfortable jeans.
We have a friend from high school who now attends Tufts who has a designated pair of night jeans for sleeping in.
I've not talked to this person in quite a long time, but I'm not sold that he still sleeps in sleep jeans. I think that was a phase.
It was a phase.
I don't think. I feel like there's no way a grown man sleeps in sleep jeans.
You know, and if like you're never going to become a star if you sleep in sleep jeans. And that leads us to our second awful transition of the day.
Well, let me guess. It's either about jeans or about sleeping.
No, it's about stars.
Stars born.
It's about all of the stars.
All of the stars by All Star.
It's All Star by Smash Mouth.
Nice.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Go for the moon. 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 Jeffrey Epstein, and you're listening